Today's daf is Erev in Daf Tes Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learnt as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Rechama Chaya Elena Baschana. Today's daf is also being learnt Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim Moshe Chaim. So if Erev in Daf Tes Vav is synonymous with one sugya, the sugya of Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elov, the Machloikis Abaye V'Rava, Erevin Tav Tezayin is synonymous with the sugya of Oimed Meruba Al HaParutz, Parutz Meruba Al Ha'oimed, Parutz Ke Oimed, also a very intense daf, a very important daf in the sugyas of Masechtas Erevin, and in fact, this is a daf that has implications throughout Shas. Zok the Mishnah, Shayar Shechon Sebevika. There was a caravan, a group of people that were traveling, and they were going to spend Shabbos in a bika. A bika in halacha has the din of a karmelis, meaning it's not a rishos harabim, it's certainly not a rishos hayachid. Midai raisa, it's a makom petur, you could do whatever you want. However, the Rabbanan said that, being that it's a little bit similar to a rishos harabim, you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos inside a bika. So what did the shayara do? They were creative. The hikifu, they decided to create mechitzas. Now, they didn't have bricks and mortar, but what they took was kli behema. They decided to take their kli behema. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to discuss in greater detail what they may have done. And like this, they surrounded the area that they were residing in over Shabbos with mechitzas, with the intention of creating a rishos hayach. It says the Mishnah, metaltlan b'soicha, the kli behema can act as a mechitza and can convert the karmelis into rishos hayach. Ubavad, however, you have to read the fine print. Number one, sheyehei geder gvaya asar tfachim, meaning that the kli behema should be at least 10 tfachim tall. Additionally, if there are going to be gaps inside this wall, that's okay. But you have to make sure that the pirtzos, the gaps, are not going to exceed the binyan, the actual wall. Additionally, the Mishnah says, "Kol pirtza shike aser amos." Any pirtza that's up until aser amos, the ad bechlal muteris, is going to be okay as long as the pirtzos are not yeseris al abinyan. And the reason is mepnei shehike pesach, because we look at those pirtzos as if they're a door, as if they're an entranceway to the Rishos. Yes, and we can. If, however, the pirtzos are going to be more than 10 amos, then the halachi is aser. It's going to disqualify the mechitza, even if the pirtzos were not yeseros ala binyan. Meaning, even if there was more binyan than there was pirtza, if you add up all the binyan and all the pirtza, you have more binyan than pirtza. That's good. Unless you have one pirtza that's more than 10 amos, then the halach is it's not going to be okay. And this Mishnah, in a nutshell, are the halachis of a mechitza. Each one is extremely important. Each one is discussed in great detail in different places in Shas. Each one is discussed by the Rishonim and the Achronim. Each one touches on lumdis and superlumdis and halacha lemaisa and controversy. But the bottom line is the Mishnah just gave us three basic premises as it relates to what the definition of a mechitza is. Number one, in order for something to be considered a mechitza, to be able to convert a karmelis into rishos hayachid, or rishos harabim into rishos hayachid, it needs to be, number one, 10 tfachim tall. Number two, you have to make sure that there are not more pirtzos than there are binyan. So if you can add up all the pirtzos and all the binyan, if there's more pirtzos than there are binyan, that's going to be a problem. Additionally, even if there's more binyan than there is pirtzos, but if there's one pirtza that's more than 10 amos, that in and of itself is going to be an issue. So the Mishnah said that one of the tenoyim of a mechitza is v'lo yiu pirtzos yiseris ala binyan. You have to make sure there's not more pirtza than there is binyan. Itmar paritz goymed. What if it's not more pirtza than binyan? It's also not more binyan than pirtza, but it's 50-50. It's 100% equal, meaning there's parutz and there's oymed, and the parutz is ki oymed. What's the halach? Rapapa ma mutter. Rapapa says it's mutter. We treat it as if there's more oymed. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua ma aser. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua said it's aser. We treat it as if there's more parutz. Rapapa ma mutter. Rapapa said it's mutter. Why? Hachi agmei rachman aloysha. Because this was the halach of Moshe Misina. And it would seem from the Gemara that the halach of oymed meruba la parutz and parutz meruba la oymed is from the halach of Moshe Misina of Mechitzin. Mechitzin, chatzitzin, shiurin are all halachos l'moisher misinai. So these are halachos in the world of mechitzos. And what was the halacha? So said Rabbi Papa, the nusach was, loy tifreitz ruba. Make sure that you're not going to have more pirtza than you're going to have binyan. If it's 50-50, you don't have more pirtza than binyan. It's true, you don't have more binyan than pirtza. But the halacha states, loy tifreitz ruba. And in this case, being that it's wikkel, you observe loy tifreitz ruba, it's going to be okay. Ravuna b'rei Rav Yeshua ma'asa, hachi agmi rachman al moshe. Because this was the text. This was the nusach of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Gidoy ruba. You have to make sure that you have a majority of fence. You have to make sure that there's more oimid than there is parrots. In the event that it's 50-50, it's not going to be okay. So we have a very yesoidi machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, and this machloikis is going to escort us through the majority of the daf. Again, if you have oimid merubah la parrots, that's wonderful. If you have parrots merubah la oimid, that's a problem. The Mishnah said, v'lo yehu pirtzais yiseris al abinin. What if it's parrots ka'oimid? What if it's exactly 50-50? Rav Papa said mutter, Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua said us, and it would seem that the machloikis is based on what was the nusach of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Zok de Gemara Tanan. The first crack at trying to resolve this dispute is from our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Well, you pirtza seris al binyan. One of the three terms that the Mishnah gave as it relates to mechitzas, you have to make sure you don't have more pirtza than you have binyan. How could binyan mutter? It sounds like you just can't have more pirtza. But if it's going to be 50-50, it's going to be okay. If that's the case, it's a right or a papa. It's a kasha on Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara says a doichik. No, loy teima how could binyan mutter? Don't make that diak. Ela eimen binyan yeser ala pirtza mutter. The diak should be that you can't have more pirtza than binyan. But because if you have more binyan than pirtza, then it's going to be okay. But if it's equal, it's also going to be not okay. Says the Gemara, Aval kibinyan, my aser, ihachi listening, lo yehu pirtza is kibinyan. What kind of teretz is that? At the end of the day, the Mishnah says, the halacha states, you can't have more pirtza than binyan. It certainly sounds like if it would be equal, then it would be okay. Because if even if it's equal, it's not okay. That's what the Mishnah should have said. The Mishnah shouldn't have said, if there's more pirtza than binyan, it's going to be a problem. The Mishnah should have said, if it's equal, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, kasha. Now again, kasha, we always speak out, usually means that there's a teretz that the Gemara thinks is a little bit dachuk. So for right now, the Gemara is okay with this question, as if to say there's a teretz, but ve'in kan mekoymoi, ve'in kan zmanoi laharach. However, we're going to see at the very, very end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to come back to this question, and the Gemara is going to use this kasha as a very important piece as it relates to resolving the halacha l'maisa of this machloikis for Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua. But for now, we're just going to accept what the Gemara said, which is, I hear, nunu, it's akasha, we can live with it, we can learn another Amid Gemara. Toshma, amakara sudas sukase bishvudim. If somebody had a sukkah and he's making schach, so what he did was, he took metal and he started lining the top of his sukkah with metal. That's a problem. Metal, of course, is mekabel tumah. Metal is not kosher to be schach. Oy baruch samito, or if he used the beams of his bed, as if he lined up the entire top of his sukkah with metal or with aruches amita, obviously the sukkah is going to be a possible sukkah. If he left space, oh, then it could be okay. Why if this space could it be okay? Because then you could always fill in the gaps with kosher eschach. So how much space do you have to have? If you have revach beinayim, that's kemoison, that loch is going to be kosher. Meaning if the space that you left is equal to the actual metal, to the actual aruches amita, so then you can fill up the spaces, the gaps with kosher eschach. What you're going to end up having is an equal amount of kosher eschach and possible. If you can have an equal amount of kosher schach and pasul schach, so then the halacha is that it's going to be okay. Zok to Gemara Toshma. This is a raya to Rav Papa. You see from here that parutz ka'imid is mutter. Not like Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua that said parutz ka'imid is aser. You see another thing from this Gemara. You see that the halacha of parutz merubah lo oimid and oimid merubah lo aretz is not exclusive to erevin. It's not even exclusive to walls. Here we're discussing mesach de sukkah. We're discussing a roof. Schach, and still the Gemara is applying the shaila of Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of parutz merubah lo oimid and oimid merubah lo parutz to the laws of sukkah. But regardless, says the Gemara, isn't this a right to Rav Papa kashra Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua? So the Gemara says no, a little bit of a doichik. Hacha b'maya skinon, you could always be madchik in that mishnah mesach the sukkah and say bin nichnes v'yoytze. Meaning when the Mishnah says you have to leave revach b'neim, it doesn't mean you can leave an equal amount. Because an equal amount, according to Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, is not going to be okay. What you have to do is, you have to leave enough space between the pasul schach so that you can comfortably put kosher schach in and remove the kosher schach. If you're going to be able to do it comfortably, you're not going to have to force it in. That means that there's actually going to be a little bit of more room. Oh, it's a little bit of more room. So then when you put the kosher schach in, it's going to be oimim meruba la paritz. It's for that reason it's okay. But if it's going to be paritz meruba, then it's not good. But the Gemara says, why would you say that? For efshel etzamsein. It's possible to do it 50-50, meaning, but the Gemara means bishlam if it's not possible to do it 50-50. So then what the Mishnah probably means is kishen nichnas v'yaitze. But being that it's efshel etzamsein, you could do it 50-50. So why assume that the Mishnah means kishen nichnas v'yaitze? Let's assume it means 50-50. And if that's the case, hadra kushti l'duchte, it's a ride through a pup, it's a kashra of hundred breed, Rav Ravami. So Ravami said b'mad, if you're right. What the Mishnah meant to say was something else. The Mishnah meant to say that you're going to take the kosher schach and you're not going to simply put it in the gaps. If you would put it in the gaps, then you would end up with 50-50, which according to Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, is paritz ka'imid, and that would be a problem. What you're going to do is you're going to make the kosher schach a little wider than the gaps, and it's going to be lying on the pasul schach. The point is that it's going to be wider than the pasul schach. It's not paritz ka'imid. Rather, it's oimen beruba la paritz, and it's for that reason, in that case, it's going to be okay. Rav Amar, Rav said a little bit differently. He said, im hoya nesun in erev noisn in shasi noisn in erev, what the Mishnah means to say is that you shouldn't even put it in the same direction. If the pasul schach was going along the length of the sukkah, you'll put the kosher along the width. If it was along the width, you'll put it along the length. The point is, again, it's going to be a little bit wider, it's a little bit dachuk in the Mishnah, but enochinam, you coin to a puppy, you could learn the Mishnah pasha, you coin to a funibre, Rav Yeshua, you have to come up with one of these two. Either be madif, or you have to say im hoyu nesunim erev nois neshasi shasi nois neyer. So the Gemara Toshma. So we have no raya from our Mishnah, even though we thought we had a good raya. But the Gemara said kasha. We have no raya from the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah Daf Tesvav and Aleph. So the Gemara says maybe we could bring a raya from the following brisa. Shayora shechansa bebiko. Again, the case of our Mishnah, there was a caravan that was traveling together and decided to spend Shabbos in a biko. Vehiki fua bigamalin, and they surrounded their area with their camels. Meaning they're trying to create a mechitza. They're trying to improvise. They don't have hammers and nails to make a proper mechitza. It's soon Shabbos. We have to figure out something quickly. So what did they do? They took the camels. They started lining them up. Ukafos, they took the saddles. Bavitim, those are the pillows that were put underneath the saddle. Beshlifin, they took their packages. Bekana bekailachas, they took stalks. They took vegetables. They took the kitchen sink. They took everything that they had and they surrounded an area to create mechitza. So the halacha is, it's okay. Metaltum esoich. You're allowed to carry the uvavachshul. Yehei ben gomel and gomel kimloy gomel. You just have to make sure that the gaps in between the gomel and the ukif are not going to be the same as the gomel, the same as the ukif. Ubein avad lavin kimloy avad. Because if it's going to be the same, then it's going to be a problem. What do you see from here? That if the gap is equal to the wall, if the paritz is equal to the oimid, it's a problem. Right here, you see that you have to make sure, ubavad, not that there shouldn't be more revach. Shlo yehei ben gomel u'gomel, kim loy gomel. Shlo yehei ben ukif lo'ukif, kim loy ukif. Shlo yehei ben avid lo'avid, kim loy avid. Because if it's kim loy, if it's equal, it's going to be a problem. This is a riot to Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, Kash and Rav Papa. So the first two kashes that the Gemara brought, the first two shmas, the first two tashmas were raised through Rapapa, kashas Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. This is a raya to Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. It's a kasha Rav Papa. So the Gemara says the same teretz. Hachanami, what the Gemara means is kishen nichnas v'yoytze. Now, if it's equal, maybe it would be okay. What we mean to say is, don't make so much space where you can comfortably take it in and out. Oh, because if you can comfortably take it in and out, that means it's going to be paritz meruba lo'emid. If it's paritz meruba lo'emid, that even Rav Papa agrees is going to be a problem. So the Gemara tashma, another raya from a tisefta in Masechtas Kalayim. It says Ata Oimer, so the Tesefta over there is a Masechtas Kalayim, and as you would expect, it's discussing the laws of Kalayim. Now, what do the laws of Kalayim have to do with Mechitzas? We've seen that, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to plant two different species, two different minim, in close proximity to each other. If there's a mechitza between them, then it could be okay. So the Brayis over there says, Shalosh midos b'mechitzos. There's three measurements as it relates to the halachis of mechitzos, specifically related to kalayim. Zok de toisefta. Mida number one. Kol shu pachas mishloisha. If the konim, the wall, each slab is less than 3 tefachim wide, so then the halacha tzarich shlehei ben gzelazeh shloisha. You have to make sure that the gap between the konim is going to be less than 3 tefachim. Meaning it should be narrow enough that a gdi shouldn't be able to go through in one shot. If, however, it's more than 3 tvachim, then it's going to be a problem. Why? So it's very simple. If each kana is less than 3 tvachim, and the gap itself is 3 tvachim, then by definition, it's going to be paritz meruba lo oimid. If it's paritz meruba lo oimid, it's going to be a problem. If, however, the gap is less than 3 tvachim, then even if the kana is less than 3 tvachim, even if the kana is less than the gap, it doesn't bother me. Because less than 3 tvachim, you have the shear of lavud, and lavud supersedes, it trumps over the halach of paritz meruba lo oimid. So the halach is then it's going to be okay. So if the kanim are less than 3 tvachim, it's very simple. If the space is less than 3 tvachim, then it's always going to be okay. Why? Don't you have to cheshbin oimid meruba lo paritz, paritz meruba lo oimid? The answer is no. Because you're always going to have lavud on less than 3 tvachim. So the gap is always going to be closed. If it's going to be a lavud, it's never going to be a problem. If, however, it's more than 3 tvachim, or it's 3 tvachim and more, then it's for sure going to be an issue. Why? You can have a gap of 3 tvachim and still have a kasha mechitza. However, if the kanim themselves are less than 3, so then you're going to end up with paritz meruba, and if it's paritz meruba, it's going to be a problem. So that's the first midah. What's the first midah? If the kanim is less than 3 tvachim, then if the gap is less than 3 tvachim, it's okay. If the gap, however, is 3 tvachim or more, then it's for sure going to be a problem. Second midah, kol shu shloisha, if the kanim itself, each kana is 3 tvachim, or umishloish vadarba, between 3 and 4. Meaning, if it's between 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim, you have to make sure that the gap in between the kanim is not going to be equal, is not going to be equal to the kanim themselves. Why? Because if it's going to be equal, then it's going to be paritz goyimid. And if it's going to be paritz goyimid, you're going to have a problem. You can see why the Gemara is bringing this price, and how this price is going to be a tashma. It's going to be a riot to one of these shittas. It's pretty black and white for now. So says the Braisa, what's the second rule? If it's between 3 and 4 tvachims, then you have to make sure that the gap is not kimeloyoy. Because if it's kimeloyoy, it's going to be paritz ka'oymeh, and that's a problem. Imhaya paritz meruba aloymeh. What would happen if it was paritz meruba aloymeh? Now, follow the train of thought of the Braisa. Make sure it's not paritz ka'oymeh. And what if it's paritz meruba aloymeh? Why are we jumping to what if it's paritz meruba aloymid? What if it's paritz ka'oymid? He said, make sure it's not paritz ka'oymid. So let's address now. And if it's paritz ka'oymid, for some reason the Braisa decided to skip that. Again, this is going to be important in the Gemara's cheshbon. So make sure it's not paritz ka'oymid. And what if it's paritz meruba aloymid? So then the halach is af keneged oimid also. Then it knocks out the whole thing. Then this is going to be a problem. Because if it's paritz meruba aloymid, so then you don't have a kasher mechitza. You don't have a kasher mechitza. It's worthless. You can't plant anything. Kol shu arba, ume arba ad eser. What if it's 4, or it's from 4 to 10 amos? This is the third midah. Tzara shleibin, zelo zekim loy. Then you have to make sure, again, that the gaps between the kanim is not equal to the kanim themselves. Shelo yehei paritz ka'oymid. So it shouldn't be paritz ka'oymid. Then how your paritz ka'oymid? What if it's paritz ka'oymid over here? So then the halacha is kineged ha'oymid mutter. Then kineged ha'oymid is going to be mutter. Here we're talking about where it was paritz ka'oymid, not paritz meruba la'oymid, like the Braisa discussed in the second midah. But either way, if it's paritz ka'oymid, then the halacha is kineged ha'oymid mutter. Kineged ha'paritz aser. Kineged ha'paritz, it's going to be aser. So just outside, what exactly were these three midahs? The three midahs are as follows. We're dealing with a wall that's being erected to serve as a mechitza, so that you can plant one min on one side of the mechitza, another min on the other side of the mechitza. We're not discussing Hilchas Shabbos, this is not Masechta Sukkah, this is not Masechta Erevin. What we're discussing over here is Hilchas Kalayin. And we're trying to figure out if there are gaps in the wall. Is that, like, how does that impact the wall? And the Braisa says, it's a Taisefta, there's Gimel Midos. If the Kanim themselves are less than 3 Tfachim, so it's very simple. If the gaps are less than 3 Tfachim, it's going to be okay. You don't have to know anything else. Lavud, everything is going to be fine. More than 3 tvachim is for sure going to be a problem. It's paritz meruba aloymid, you have no mechitza. If the gaps are between 3 and 4 tvachim, so then the halacha, or the kanim are between 3 and 4 tvachim, so then the halacha is, if it's paritz ka'oymid, it sounds like it's not okay. If it's paritz meruba aloymid, it's certainly not okay. And it knocks out the whole thing. If it's oymid meruba aloparitz, so then it's going to be okay. What if it's between 4 tvachim and 10 amos? It's the same halach. So what then is the difference between the second midah and the third midah? What's the difference between 3 and 4 tvachim versus 4 tvachim and 10 amos? The difference is, in either way, you don't have one big wall. The question is, kineged the mechitza, kineged the kana that I do have, can I plant on the other side of the kana or not? Meaning, you want to have one big wall for sure, not. But each individual kana, each individual slab, The question is, does that help? Does that not help? Between 3 and 4 tvachim, it doesn't. If it's between 4 tvachim and 10 amas, that it does. What's the svara? The Gemara is going to say it later, but Rashi speaks it out right now. It's because once something is 4 tvachim, it's chashuv into itself. And being that it's chashuv, so that can serve as its own individual mechitza. So enochinami, I can't connect the dots. I can't connect all these different kanim because the gaps are too big. But at the same time, each individual piece, each chaticha, works as its own individual mechitza. So if it's between 3 and 4 tvachim, it's not chashuv enough. If it's not chashuv enough, so it doesn't serve as its own mechitza, I can't connect the entire wall, so I don't have a big mechitza, so I end up with, there's nothing. If it's between 4 tvachim and 10 amis, then each individual mechitza has its own chashivos. So it's true I can't connect the dots, because parts merubah l'ayman. However, each individual mechitza is going to work. V'mayo ayman merubah l'parts. So going back to all three things, what if it's ayman merubah l'parts? That's easy. Af keneged ha'parts mutter, then it's considered one big wall, and even the area that's keneged ha'parts is going to be okay. Nifetzel b'yoyis ha'miyasha. What if there's one area that has a piritza that's more than 10 amos? Then the halacha is us, just like in the Mishnah we saw that. Where the mechitzas were 10 tvachim tall, it's oimim merubah l'parts. But if there's one gap that's 10 amos or more than 10 amos, then the halacha is it's going to be a problem. What if you had two poles that... and you decided to take a vine, an Erev, and take it from one to the other, then the halach is, even if it's more than 10 amas, it's going to be okay. And why is it going to be okay? Because it's considered a Tzuras HaPesach, and this is the raya that a Tzuras HaPesach works, even to close up an area that's more than 10 amas, albeit by Kalayim. As it relates to Shabbos, that was a sugya earlier in the Masechta. But as it relates to Kalayim, that's going to be okay. Bottom line is, we have the three midos, a little bit of a hard brisa. This is the sugya that we're learning. It's very relevant to the sugya that we're learning. Sometimes the Gemara brings a hard brisa, that's a digression. I mean, this is getting into the meat and potatoes of the halachas of Paritz Meruba and Oymid Meruba and Paritz Goymid. But the bottom line is, we need one thing. All we need is Ktani Mios Reisha. What do we see in the Reisha? In the second of the three Midas, Mishloish Vadarba, the halach is, you have to make sure, the gaps are not equal to the Kanim. Because if it's equal, it's going to be Paritz Ka'aymen, it's going to be a problem. Tiyufta Dera Papa. This isn't just a Kasha. This is a Tiyufta Dera Papa. It's Mefurish in this Reisha. That Paritz Ka'aymen is going to be a problem. Look, Rapapa is going to tell you, my Maloyan Nichnas Fiyah. It's the same Doichik. What you can always say is, maybe Maloy doesn't mean exactly. It means, that make sure there isn't enough space that you can be nichnas v'yoytze in a way where it's very comfortable, because that would mean that it's paritz merubah. Paritz merubah, that's going to be a problem. The Gemara says, hachi nami mistabra. It's actually mashma that way. The diak that we spoke out when we read the Tosefta in real time. Because midik tani, what was the next line in the Braisa? Im haya paritz merubah lo oymed, af kineged oymed as. What if it's paritz merubah? So then the problem is, it's not okay. There's no one big mechitza, and even connecting the mechitza is not okay. What's the kasha? Hakoi made mutter. It sounds like only if it's parts merub, it's going to be proud. But if it's equal, it's going to be mutter. Shema mino, it sounds faker. The next line sounds like rapapa. So the first line of the second of the three midos sounds very much like Ravuna Breder of Yeshua. But the next line discusses it lemaisa. And it didn't discuss a case of parts ke'oymed. It discussed the case of parits merubah lo oymed. So you see clearly that what did it mean, the Braisa, when it said, ubevach lehe ben zel ezekim aloye? It didn't mean parits ke'oymed, it meant parits merubah lo oymed. So if that's the case, faker, this is now a riot to Rapapa. It's a kasha of Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. So we just flipped the whole script. Lehme ti have the tufti Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Is this in fact a kasha of Huna Breid Rav Yeshua? Our malach, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua is going to say, let's continue learning the Braisa. Litamech ema seifa. What did the seifa say? The third mida. The third mida was where the kanim are between 4 tfachim and 10 amas. And the Tosefta said, I'm hoya oymed meruba ala parutz, af keneged ha-parutz mutter. Or going even to the very, very end of the Braisa. Where the Braisa discussed oymed meruba. And what was the halacha? Oymed meruba is going to be mutter. Har keparutz aser. It sounds like only if the oymed is meruba. But if it's keparutz, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, really, if you just break it down, say for kashla rapapa, and kashla with the braid of Yeshua. We seem to have conflicting mashmois over here. You started the Braisa, ubefach leib and zelzak in the maloyoy. It sounded like Paritz Ka'aymed is going to be a problem. Okay, the Gemara was madchik, nichnas v'yoytze. But then continuing the Braisa, we have a Reisha and a Seifa, meaning later in the Braisa, the Reisha of which is very much mashma like Rapapa, im hoya Paritz Merubah lo'aymed, that's where we have to figure out what the halach is k'neged ha'aymed. It sounds like if it's parutz ka'oimid, you have nothing to worry about. And then the last part of the braisim, hoya oimid meruba la parutz, it sounds like if it's parutz ka'oimid, it's going to be a, so the Gemara does what it often does, right? Whenever you have a stira in a braisa where one part of braisa is mashma one way, the other part of braisa is mashma the other way, but not because it's mefurish, more based on diyukim, so the Gemara does a similar patent to what the Gemara is about to do. Say for the Rapapa like kasha. You have to say the Sefer to Rapapa is not a kasha. Why did it say oimid meruba? It could have said even parutz ka'oimid, because I did the Tani Reisha, parutz meruba la'oimid. The Reisha, when it was discussing the Tzad Apsol, said parutz meruba la'oimid, because Rapapa holds that parutz ka'oimid is mutter. So Tana Seifan, the Tzad HaKosher, oimid meruba la'parutz. And the same is true in the reverse. Reisha, the Ravun Bredi Ravishu, like kasha. The Reisha, Ravun Bredi Ravishu, is not a kasha. What do you mean? It is a kasha. It says parutz meruba is a problem. It sounds like parutz ka'oimid is not a problem, because I did the Bible Misni Seifa. Oy merubal aparitz. In the Sefer, you had to say oy merubal aparitz is kosher, because paritz oymed is really not kosher. So tana reisha pana paritz rubal oymed. So we mentioned the reisha as well. But the Gemara asks one more kasha from this brisa. We're not finished with this brisa yet. Bishloim of the Rapapa. We had three midas in the brisa. What were the three midas in the brisa? If the kanim are less than three tvachim, if they're from three tvachim up until four tvachim, ad v'loy ad b'chla, and then the third midah is four tvachim up until 10 amas. So the Gemara's question is going to be, outside first, why is three tfachim grouped together with between three and four tfachim? Why is three tfachim not grouped together with less than three tfachim? What's the halacha when it's less than three tfachim? You have to make sure the gap is not three tfachim. What's the halacha if the gap is between three and four tfachim? You have to cheshbin. Is it oymed merubah la paritz? Is it paritz merubah la oymed? Now, if the halacha is that paritz ka'oimed is going to be a problem, that means if the kan is three tvachim and the gap is three tvachim, it's paritz ka'oimed, which means it's pasul. Which means when the kan is three tvachim, it's the same exact halacha as when the kan is less than three tvachim. What's the halacha when the kan is less than three tvachim? If it's less than three tvachim, it's kosher because you're going to have lavin. If it's three tvachim, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because if the kan is less than three tvachim, and the gap is three tvachim, then by definition, it's going to be paritz merubah la'oymed. But if paritz ka'oymed is also possible, that means when the kan is three tvachim, you have the same exact shulchan aruch. When it's less than three tvachim, it's going to be lavad. If the gap is three tvachim, it's not paritz merubah la'oymed, it's paritz ka'oymed, but it's the same halach, it's going to be a problem. So freit the gemara, gishmak ha'kasha, bishlam the rapapa, bishlam according to rapapa that holds paritz ka'oymed is kat mutter, mishamach le'yar v'lu v'tani lu. So it's understood why the Tosefta didn't mix Shloisha tvachim with pachas mishloisha tvachim, because it's a different halacha. Pachas mishloisha tvachim, if it's three tvachim, it's pasul. Shloisha tvachim, if it's three tvachim, the gap, it's mutter. Why? Because paritz ka'oimed is mutter. El Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, but according to Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yeshua, that holds paritz ka'oimed is aser. Larvinu v'lisninu. Then three tvachim should have been together with less than three tvachim. And you know, you should read the midah, koshu pachis mishloisha ushloisha. That should be the first midah. Not anything less than three tvachim, anything less than three tvachim, or alternatively, if it's exactly three tvachim, then tzarech shlo yehei revach bein zeh lezeh shloisha. What a gishmak akasha. Zok the Gemara, even though you're right in halacha, but lemaisa it's not akasha. Why? Mishum t'lo idami psuli d'reisha, the psuli d'seifa. Meaning you're right. The halacha is true. According to Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, if the gap where the kun is exactly three tvachim, then if the gap is three tvachim, it's going to be pasul. If the gap is less than three tvachim, it's going to be kasha. Which is the identical halacha to where the kun is less than three tvachim. Kun is less than three tvachim, the gap is less than three tvachim, it's going to be kasha. The gap is three tvachim, it's going to be pasul. But the yisoid of the sholeh midos of the teseft is not to tell me three halachas. This is not halacha lemaisa, let me group it in three boxes. So like this, you'll have an easy way to remember it. The teseft is not coming to teach me halachas. The teft is coming to teach me principles. It's coming to teach me fundamentals. It's coming to teach me lumbus. It's coming to explain to me the yisoidos of hilchis mechitzos. The first midah, psula deresha, is kadesh lo yizdaka gdibah vazasachas. It's coming to teach me the halacha of lovehood. That's what's coming to teach me. Less than three tvachim, no worries. Never a problem. You don't have to think about oymed meruba. You don't have to think about paritz meruba. You certainly don't have to think of paritz ka'oymed. Because less than three tvachim, you always have the halacha of lovehood. That's the yisoid of the first midah, psula de sefer. Oh, that's already teaching me that lach is a paritz merubah la'oymed. Shaliyeh paritz ka'oymed. So three tvachim, you're right, is possible if the kana are less than three tvachim, and three tvachim is possible if the kana is three tvachim. but it's lav mitameh, less than three tefachim from the perspective of the midah, the reason it's possible is because it's outside the shir of lavud. Because lavud is only up to three tefachim, not three tefachim. So that's why we're talking about up to three tefachim. Three tefachim with the konis three tefachim is also a problem. Why? Because it's paritz kaimin, and paritz kaimin, according to Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, is treated like paritz meruba alayimin. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that you have no raya from the fact that three tefachim is in the second midah versus the first midah that the b'rais is going like Rav Papa as opposed to Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. But another kasha as it relates to the b'raisa. Pachash m'nishloisha. There were three midos in the Brisa. What were the three midos? If the kon is less than three tefachim, if it's between three and four, and then if it's between four and 10 amos. What was the difference between midah two and midah three? It's important for the next Gemara. In both cases, it depends on, is it oimid meruba, is it paritz meruba, or depending on whether you hold like Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, is it paritz ki oimid. But the difference is that if it's between three and four tefachim, then the halacha is, if it's paritz meruba, you have nothing. If it's between four tefachim and 10 amos, even if it's paritz meruba, although you don't have one wall that connects, but at the same time, if you're keneged the mechitza, you're keneged the oimed part, that area itself is going to be okay. Says the Gemara, pachas mishloisha, from the first midah that discussed that if the kon is less than three tefachim, it's always going to be okay as long as the gap is less than three tefachim. Mani, who obviously is the tana of this price? Rabbanan, amri pachas mishloisha minu lovin. It's the Rabbanan who hold that the shir lovin is three tefachim, as opposed to who? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that the shir lovin is four tefachim. Right? Obviously, they hold. When it's less than three, you say love it. Shloisha lo yamrinu love it. Eima seifa. So how do you understand the seifa? The seifa said, kol shuhu shloisha umishloisha vadarba, that there's a difference between three and four tefachim, and between four tefachim and ten amos. Who holds that there's a difference between three tefachim and four tefachim? Who's that shita that holds that four tefachim is a cutoff in the world of mechitzas? That sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The amar pachas me'ar ba lavud. The rabbanu mishloisha vadar ba, shloisha ba chadhu. Three and four is always the same. Now the Gemara knows that from three to four, we don't necessarily mean lavud. But the point is, who holds that there's a yichus to four tefachim versus three tefachim, no less? That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to the Chachamim, whenever you talk about mechitzas, is it less than three tefachim, or is it more than three tefachim? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is it less than four tefachim, or is it more than four tefachim? If the Brais is differentiating between less than four tefachim and more four tefachim, because that is the second midah is between three and four versus more than four, we're talking Rav Shimon Gamliel Sprach. He's the one that holds that four tefachim is significant when it comes to mechitzas. The problem is the ratio of the Brais is clearly going according to Rabbanan, because the ratio of Brais is taking the position that the Shia Lovet is Gimel Tefachim. I'm Rabbi Yisabayel said like this, mid the ratio of Rabbanan for the fact that the ratio is clearly the Rabbanan, save and I'm Rabbanan. You have to say the save is also going to Rabbanan. Aye, if the save is the Rabbanan, so what's this yichus of three to four tefachim versus more than four tefachim? Moedu Rabbanon, the Cholim Mishri Kenegdoi, Yikam Makam Arba Chashuv, V'yilai Lai Chashuv. At the end of the day, the Rabbanon agree that there is something called Dalat Tefachim. We've seen Dalat Tefachim already several times in Masechtas Erevin, let alone in other areas. So the point is that there is a Cheshivas to Dalat Tefachim, and the Cheshivas to Dalat Tefachim has nothing to do with Lavud. You want to know what the Tana, the Braisa, that the Seft and Kalayim holds as it relates to Lavud? Three Tefachim is the cutoff. Aye, what's this Cheshivas that if the Kon is four Tefachim, then you could always plant on the other side? Because four Tefachim is Chashuv, nothing to do with Lavud. Because it's Chashuv. Rav Amar, Rav is sorted in the reverse. Mid the Sefer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Reish and Abishim. From the fact that the Sefer Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Reish also Rav Shimon Gamliel, V'chi Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amin on Lavud. Aye, if it's going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the why is the sheer lavud seemingly in the first meet, the three tefachim, shouldn't it be four tefachim? So the Gemara says something it said already, because although Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that lavud is four tefachim, and hani mili lamaila, that's only if you're up in the air somewhere. Avalamata, but as it relates to the ground, the rule is that even Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds that the sheer lavud is four tefachim, you can close a gap that's four tefachim. But at the same time, if you have a mechitza tlu, you have a mechitza that doesn't go all the way down to the ground, and it's so not to the ground that goats, you know, something that usually derezich in your house can easily walk through that area, meaning that it's not a mechitza, it's physically not a border. So even Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that it's not going to be okay. So although Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita in Lovewood is four tefachim, but when it comes to mechitza, it's specifically lamata. That's always the Lashon HaGemara. Hani midli lamata, as opposed to Lamata. When it comes to Lamata, where the animals and all the creatures are, so over there, even three Tvachim would already be an issue, and that's why even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that the cutoff is three Tvachim. Again, so going back to the original Shaila, if you have a Mechitza, and the Mechitza has breaches in it, no worries. You don't have to throw, you have to knock down the wall. Ask your local rabbi. It could be it's going to be okay. If it's Oymed Merubala parts, if there's more wall than there's gaps, it's certainly going to be fine. If it's Paritz Merubala Oymed, it's certainly not going to be okay. What if it's Paritz Koymed? So this was a major machlaikis, between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa holds Paritz Koymed is mutter. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua holds Paritz Koymed is aser. And the Gemara is firing away with Toshma after Toshma to try to be Machria the Shaila. Says the Gemara, Tashma, have another right. The fun is halalu. If you have walls, Sherubim, Sachav, Chaloinois, where the majority of the walls were made up of entranceways and windows, we saw this already as well. The halacha is mutter, you're allowed to carry, meaning that this is a good wall. Just make sure you have more Oymein Rubala parts. So the Gemara says, how do you even read this braisa? Doesn't make sense. The fun is halalu, where it's Roiv, Sachav, Chaloinois, sounds like it's Roiv, Parots, you could carry if it's Oymein Meruba ala parts. Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Reuben sol kadaitach ela sheriba behem. What it means is, if you have a lot of psachim v'chaloinus, not roiv psachim v'chaloinus, because you're going to have to make sure it's not roiv psachim v'chaloinus. But if you have defundos, where there's a lot of psachim and there's a lot of chaloinus, the halach is mut, you're allowed to carry, ubevach sheyehei oymein meruba ala parts. What does it sound like? Hakaparitz aser. This price sounds very compelling, that you have to make sure that oymein meruba ala parts. But what would be if it's kaparitz? It sounds like then it would be a problem. It has to be more oymein. It can't be equal. Tiyufta derapapa, tiyufta. Says the Gemara, this is a tiyufta derapapa. Stating that, vehilchas a kavase derapapa. But you want to know what the halach is? That halach is like Rav Papa. Freak the Gemara, tiyufta vehilchasa? Doesn't make any sense. Here you just checkmated Rav Papa, and then a second later, that halach is like Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, in. And now we come full circle. Mishum the daiva masnisa kavase. Because the end of the day is true, you have a braisa. But a braisa, as potent as it is, it pales relative to a Mishnah. And at the end of the day, the first kasha, literally the first stab at this sugya that the Gemara took, the first araya was from the original Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah, the Daikim HaSizikav HaSei, the Tanan, that when the Mishnah gave the basic halachas of a mechitza, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. It said that you can't have a pirtza that's more than 10 amos. And it said, lo you pirtza is yiseres ala binyan. It sounds pretty clear. Ha kebinyan, if it would be kebinyan mutter, it would be mutter. And it's for that reason the Gemara says that even though we had a braisa not like rapapa, but at the same time, hilchas like avasid rapapa, and that is the halacha, as we'll soon see. The halacha is like rapapa. But first, another real Erevin Mishnah. So again, we're dealing with the shayara, this caravan of people. They're traveling, they're going to spend Shabbos in a bikka, a valley. From a halachic standpoint, they're going to spend Shabbos in a Carmelis. And what they need to do is, they need to create mechitzas. They need to create a mechitzas like this. They'll be able to carry Yosef mi dalanap, says the Mishnah, makifin shloisha chavolin. If they want, they can take ropes, and they can circle the area with three ropes. Zela maila mizeh. Where each rope, one is going to be on top of the other. Ubalad, you have to make sure, shlo yehu ben chevel l'chaver shloisha tvachim. Make sure you don't have space between the ropes of three tvachim. Because if you can have space of three tvachim, it's going to be a gap. So, if you have less than three tvachim, then it's going to be lavud. It's not going to be an issue. So you want to make ropes, that's fine. These ropes are going horizontally, not vertically. This is very important. Shir chavolim va'avyan, another halacha, and this is just basic math. You have to make sure that the shir of the chavolim, I mean, if you take all the chavolim, you add them together, it has to be a little bit more than a tefach. Yeser al tefach. Why does it have to be yeser al tefach? K'deisha yehei hakoy lasar tefachim. Because meaning that the gaps have to be less than three tefachim, so the minimum amount of gaps, you're going to have a three. So you can have three gaps. Each gap is going to be less than three tefachim, which means if you add them together, they're going to be a little less than nine tefachim. Or it's going to be nine tefachim minus three mashahus. Being that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim, so you need that the rope that you're using is going to make up the tefach and the three mashahus, hence the Mishnah. Shir chavolim, the oivyon yeser al tefach. A little more than a tefach. How much more? It's a tefach and three mashahus. The point is, from top to bottom, you have to make sure it's 10 tefachim. based on the previous Mishnah, because the Shir of a Mechitza is 10 Tvachim, Asar Tvachim, Makifin Bekonim. You're allowed to surround the area with Konim as well. These are vertical beams. This halacha was only said regarding people that are traveling in a caravan. It's not true. The reason the Mishnah was talking about people traveling in a caravan, because this is usually where it's Nogeya, right? Just like Shor Shenogach, the Torah always talks about a Shor. So crashing your chumash parsis mishpatim. It's not unique to a shar. It's not exclusive to a shar when you learn bava kama. Deeper akasa v'loshen hayve. Usually a shar shtoises. But avada, it's true for all animals. Of course, this is true for all people. It doesn't have to be a caravan. This is a halach. Who usually calls a rav and asks this shayla? Someone that's traveling in a carmelis. He's part of a caravan. He's on some sort of a safari. That's where this is negeya. But for otherwise, this is not such a negeya halacha. If you have a mechitza that doesn't crisscross, so either you have ropes that go horizontally or you have poles that go vertically, but it's not shesi and erev. The halacha is a mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, the chacham say echa mishnei dvarim. This second part of the Mishnah is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. Zok tigmar amrav huna amrav, and this part of the daf actually is very much a continuation of the first part of the daf. Hare Amru, we know, Omer Ruba Alaparetz, Beshesi, Havi Omer. First Mishnah, that if you have Omer Ruba Alaparetz, and the Mechitzos are Shesi Mechitzos, meaning they're vertical Mechitzos, so we know it works. That's what the Mishnah said. But Rav Hamnuna, but Rav Nuna wanted to know, but Erev Mai, what about Erev? What if you have horizontal Mechitzos, like the ropes in the Mishnah? Do you have the halacha of Omer Ruba Alaparetz, or do you not have the halacha of Oymem Rubal Aparz? So Oymem Rubal Aparz for sure works when it comes to vertical mechitzos. Parz Rubal Oymem is a problem, Parz Koymem is a machloikis, but Oymem Rubal Aparz, the most basic halacha, that for sure works. What about if these are horizontal mechitzos? I'm Rabbayo. So Rabbayo said, I have a raya from our Mishnah. Toshma, Shir Chavolin. What's the Shir the Chavolin? Oymem Yasser Al Tefach. You have to make sure that it's a Tefach and three Mashahus, right? To make up for the 10 Tefachim that you have to have from top to bottom. Shiu HaKoyla Asar Tefachim. Now, if you're going to tell me that you can work with Oymer Rubal Aparitz, lovely, yes, sir, I'll tefach. Why does it have to be so big? It could be a little bit smaller. I mean, it's not that big. We're splitting hairs here. We're splitting tvachim, literally. Splitting the mashus. It shouldn't even have to be that thick. Why? Take a rope, put it less than 3 tvachim from the ground, the chevel mashu, and have a mashu of a chevel, and then pachas mishloisha, another less than 3 tvachim of gap, the chevel mashu, and then you'll have pachas me'arba, the chevel mashu. Make the ropes, the 3 ropes, out of 3 mashus. Now, what are you going to tell me? If it's going to be 3 mashus, you're going to run into issues. You have love, right? What do you mean? There's way too much parts. No, it's not a problem. Because what you could do is that you can put 2 of these mashus within 3 tvachim of space, which means you're now going to have lovud. Here's the chiddush. Lovud gives me a din of oymed. In the world of oymed and parots, lovud is part of the mechitza. So every 3 tefach area is now mechitza. So I have 1 3 tefach area, I have another 3 tefach area, I have 6 tvachim, I'm good to go. I could have 4 tvachim of space. So why do I have to go ahead and make sure that all 3 gaps are a little less than 3 tvachim? I could have 1 rebbish gap, doesn't matter. Make 1 big gap, as long as the other gaps I have lovud, so I can now have oymed and make oymed rubal aparetz. So bishloim is that abayif, there's all no oymed rubal aparetz when it comes to erev, when it comes to horizontal. Oh, it's very good. But if you're going to tell me Rav Amnuna had a shayla be'erev ma'ar, then l'chayra, why in the Mishnah? So abayif said, I think I have a right to Rav Amnuna shayla from our Mishnah. But the Gemara says v'tisbra, there's a technical problem. What's the technical problem? Hay pachas me'arba heichim oymed. So basically what you want to have is you want to have 2 gaps that are going to be less than 3 tvachim, and then the 3rd gap can be more than 3 tvachim. It'll be less than 4 tvachim, but it could be more than 3 tvachim. Where are you putting that bigger gap? Where's it going to be? There's 3 possibilities. It could be on the bottom, it could be in the middle, or it could be on the top. If it's going to be on the bottom, we know that's not okay. Could you have a gap on the bottom of a mechitza that's more than 3 tvachim? Even Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you can't do that. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds love within 4 tvachim, it's not okay. Because how about the mechitza shakdoim baikimba? And if it's a mechitza shakdoim baikimba, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, maybe put it on top. Maybe put it on top. So the Gemara invokes something it discussed in great detail earlier in the Masechta. That's not either going to work. Because you're now going to have your rope on top. That rope is going to be batalumuvutalim. Like chalim, it's gone. Because you have too much space on each side to be mevatalit. You're going to have the less than four tfachim of space on one side underneath it. And then you're going to have the whole shamayim, everything up literally, adlorakia, on the other side to be mevatalit. So that's not going to work either. So you know you could do is you can put it in the middle. You put it in the middle, so then already it's going to be okay. But says the Gemara, but even if you're going to put it in the middle, but then the only time you're going to have oimim merub al haparetz is if you're going to be able to combine the three on top and the three on bottom. And the problem is, not so pashut that that works. Do you want to prove that? And it sounds like from the Gemara, we don't. So if oimim merub al haparetz b'shnei ruchos doesn't really work, so there's no way of making it work. So the Gemara says, Abaya, what are you saying? You're saying that if oimim merub al haparetz works by horizontal, then in the Mishnah you could have used it. There's actually no way to use it in the Mishnah. Practically speaking, it's never going to work. If you put it on the bottom, you have mokum shak di and boikum boy. If you put it on top, osevir mehaigis vasevir. And if you put the big gap in the middle, so it's going to come out that the big gap, the paritz, is bigger, just to make this clear, than each one of the oimids. Because each oimid is three tvachim and the paritz is four. So it's really paritz rubal oimid, unless you combine them. We don't want to combine them. Shamet mina oimid rubal aparetz mishtei ruches havi oimid. So the Gemara says, Ela Rav Amnuna hachi kami bayalei. And the way the Rishonim explain the Ela is what comes out then is really not just doesn't Abaye have arrived from the Mishnah, but what was Rav Amnuna's Shaila? Rav Amnuna came up with a nice Shaila. His Shaila was, what's the halacha regarding Oimei Merub al haparetz by an Erev? So it sounds like a nice Shaila. The question, however, is it ever going to be Negeya? This point that the Gemara just made, where if it's on the bottom it doesn't work, if it's on the top it doesn't work, if it's in the middle it doesn't work, is really not just a kasha on Abaye's raya or attempted raya from the Mishnah to Rav Amnuna Shaila. It really attacks Rav Amnuna Shaila. Rav Amnuna, could you please explain to us what exactly the Metzius is? So the Gemara says, yeah, I'll explain to you what Rav Amnuna meant to say. Rav Amnuna Shaila was like this. You're going to Icy Machzelus, and this is a super duper kimto. You took a Machzelus, you took a mat, it was seven tfachim and a mashu. And then you carved out an area that's three tfachim, the shavak ba arba mashu. So what you were left with was four and a mashu. The four being on top of the three tfachim that you cut out, and the mashu being on bottom. The mashu being on bottom of the three that you cut out. For oik maybe pachis mishloisha. And then you took that machzeles, which is seven and a mashu from top to bottom, and you put it within three tfachim from the ground. Together you now have ten tfachim. In this case, you can check off all the boxes. It's a good shaila. It's a good shaila. Meaning, if you say oime merub al haparetz, then l'chura, it should work. If you don't say oime merub al haparetz, then it's not going to work. Meaning, you have oime merub al haparetz. You have more oime than you have paretz. Why? Because you have the four on top, and even on the bottom, you have the lavut. So you for sure have oime merub al haparetz. The question is, do you say oime merub al haparetz when you have an horizontal mechitza, or do you only say it when you have vertical mechitzas? Now, just to speak out, all the issues that we had in the conventional case, where you're just going to pile up ropes, you're not going to have over here. Why? One issue was, you have to make sure it's not more than three tvachim off the ground, so the goat shouldn't be able to go underneath. You're putting it within three tvachim, so that's not going to be a problem. You have to make sure that you don't have avir mehai gisa and avir mehai gisa to be mevatalit. Over here, you have nothing to be mevatal. The lavud on the bottom, you have no way of being mevatal. It's touching the ground on one side. It's the four tfachim on top that you maybe would be able to be mevatal. Now, on top of the four tfachim, yeah, that goes out of rakia. That's more than the four tfachim. That does have a koyach to be mevatal. But in between the four and the mashu was only three tfachim, which is less than the four. The only time you say asavir mehai gisa is when it's also asavir mehai gisa. That's on both sides. It'll be here you don't have it on both sides. So it means that you have it on both sides. So that's not going to be an issue. Additionally, this is not oimed mishtei ruchos. Because over here, what's the gap? The gap is three tvachim. You have oimed meruba because the four is itself bigger than the gap. Oimed mishtei ruchos is where the two oimeds are themselves less than the parats. Over here, no. The one oimed is four as opposed to the parats, which is only three. So it's oimed merub al haparetz miruach achas. This was the shaila. This was Rav Nuna shaila. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi often has the final say in a Gemara. So Rav Ashi had a different understanding.
often Ella of Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, I'll tell you a different understanding of Rav Nuna's shayla was. He meant to say something else. The shayla was mechitza tuya yibayle. This shayla that comes up a lot, mechitza tuya, have a mechitza that doesn't go all the way down to the ground. Is that a good mechitza or is that not a good mechitza? And that was a shayla. You have a good mechitza, but it doesn't go all the way down to the ground. It's above 3 tefachim from the ground. So the question is that going to be okay? Is it not? It's oymeh meruba. But then again, underneath, the goats can go through, right? It's a problem. And that was a shayla. Well, again, what we've been taking for granted, that's good for what Rav Amnuna shayla was. And in fact, the boy, Rav Tavla, Rav Tavla asked the shayla to Rav. So why couldn't Rav Amnuna ask the shayla? What was Rav Tavla's shayla? Mechitza tuyo. Yeah, but mechitza, that's suspending in the air. Mao shatat the bechorbo. It doesn't work. Amalei told him, mechitza tuyo materis. Ela b'mayim, because kalush and kilo chacham b'mayim. It only works b'mayim. It's a special kula b'mayim. But either way, could be that was the shayla of Rav Amnuna exhale. So just one ha'ara. One loaded ha'ara, a little bit of lumness as it relates to today's daf. So again, the topic of the daf was the sugya of oimed meruba la parutz meruba la oimed, and parutz ke oimed. As it relates to mechitzos, you have a shayara, diber akasuv b'losh and hoiva. People were traveling, there was a caravan, and they're going to spend Shabbos in a big, in an open field. It's not a Rosh Hashanah rabbin, certainly not a Rosh Hashanah yachid, a chabon with geyser. Then any area that the public uses, even if it doesn't meet the technical criteria of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Luchumra has to be treated like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's what we know as a caramelist. And in a caramelist, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalai Lama's. So they decided they have no choice, but they're going to have to start circling the area with mechitzas. They didn't really have mechitzas, so they took their camels, they took the saddles, they took the pillows, they took the peklach, they took everything that they had, and they started circling the area. So the question is, could they make a mechitza, could they not make a mechitza? So the Mishnah says, they can, but you just have to check off 3 boxes. Number one, you have to make sure it's 10 tefachim tall. Number one, you have to make sure it's not one big gap that's more than 10 amos. And number three, you have to make sure that it's oymed meruba la parutz. There's more wall than there is gaps, or to the contrary, you have to make sure it's not parutz meruba la'oymeh. If you could check off these boxes, so then the halacha is that it's going to be okay. And the truth is that this Mishnah, although it's talking about a caravan of people that were traveling in a car, it's a very specific case, but this is really the Shulchan Aruch of Mechitzas. This is, you can almost start Maseches Erev in here. These are extremely, extremely important halachas. The mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall, you can't have a gap that's more than 10 amos, and you have to make sure that there's more oymed than there's parutz, or there's not more parutz than there's oymed. The Gemara Shaila was, what happens if it's parutz ke oymed? What would be if it's 50-50? You have the same amount of wall as you have space. What's the halacha going to be? If it's oymed meruba, it's good. If it's parutz meruba, it's not good. What if it's oymed ke parutz ke oymed? The Papa said it's okay. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua said it's not okay. And unlike the Gemara in Daf Tes Vav, the Machlokes, not Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. The Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, lechi oymed me'elav, havi lechi loy havi lechi, where the Gemara left it unresolved. Hence, a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether we pasken like Gabaya, this is the lamid of Yal Kagam, or we pasken like Rava, like we usually do. Over here, the Gemara said, Tufta de Rapapa, but the Hilchas like Rapapa. So we pasken like Rapapa, the Allah is Paritz Ka'oimed, is going to be Mutter. There's a Gemara that we learned together, not so long ago, on Daf Heyomid Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing a halacha that Rami Bar Chama said in the name of Rav Huna. This is Erevin 101. Lechi haboilet midofnei shal mavi. You have a mavi that's surrounded on 3 sides. It's a mavi sheinim a foolish. It's a mavi sasim. You have a wall, and you have a back wall. But on the 4th side, it's exposed to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. However, it wasn't completely exposed to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because there was a side wall that naturally went from one of the sides towards the width of the mavli. So Rabbi Bar Chama said in the name of Rav Huna that the halacha is like this. Lechi ha-boilet midoif le'ishal mavli. If you have a lechi that's boilet from the wall of the mavli, pachas mi'arba amas. If it's less than 4 amas, need a mishum lechi. You can use it as a lechi. Ve'ein tzarech lechi achlatira. You don't need another lechi. Dalet amas, if however it would be dalet amas, nidoy mishum mavli. It would be treated like a mavli. Ve'tzarech lechi achlatira. Rav Huna said a chiddush. A lechi has to be less than dalet amas long. Meaning, how long can a lechi be? We had a Mishnah. How narrow could it be? It could be a mashu. It could even be like a chutas arba. But the question is, how long can a lechi be? So Rav Huna said it can't be dalet amos. Because dalet amos is not a lechi. A lechi is a boar. It's a post in a mavoi. Dalet amos is the wall of a mavoi. And being that it's a wall, it's not a lechi, it's a stira. So Rav Huna said that pachas midalan amis is nida mishum lechi. If it's dalan amis, it can't be a lechi anymore. Now, the truth is, this wall, how are you using it as a lechi? You didn't put it there l'shem lechi, or did you? So
If you hold like a bayo, that a lechi oimim love havi lechi, so you don't have to put a dilashem lechi, so it's going to be okay. If you hold like rova, that a lechi oimim love is not a lechi, so it's a problem. And in fact, we mentioned this yesterday, Toysus on the Afeir Mebeis brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, you have to say, but this wall was actually put to l'shem yichud kud shebarichu. You want this to be a lechi to fix this mavoi. It's like, this is not going to be a problem. But the bottom line is, for today, we need not lechi oimim love. We need Rav Huna's halacha. Rav Huna said that if the lechi is up to dalet amos, it's nida mishum lechi. If it's dalet amos, then it's not nida mishum lechi. V'tzarech lechi achel atira. You would need another lechi. Amar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, I'm skipping five lines, commented on what Rav Huna said. He said, lo yamarin ela b'mavi shmoyna. This halach is only true if the mavoi was 8 amos wide. Avo b'mavi shiva. But if the mavoi was less than 8 amos wide, it was 7 amos wide, then you don't need another lechi. Meaning, even if the lechi haboilet is 4 amos, you're still not going to need another lechi. Why? Because nitar ba'oimed meruba laparitz. Because meman of shach, this mavi is going to be okay. Why meman of shach? Because if the lechi is okay as a lechi, so you have a lechi. What are you telling me? It's 4 amos. 4 amos, it can't be a lechi. But how wide is the gap? This space from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall. This fourth side that's exposed to the Rishus HaRabim. How wide is that gap? That whole gap is only 7 amos. Oh, if it's 7 amos and I have a lechi haboilet that's 4 amos, so it's oimen meruba laparas. And if it's oimen meruba laparas, it's going to be okay. Said Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, this is going to be critical for our raid. He said, how do I know that oimen meruba laparas works for a mavoi? Kavuchomer mechatzner. He said, I know it kavuchomer from a chatzner. Uma chatzner she'en ini teres b'lechi b'koiro. If you have a chatzner that has 3 walls, but on the fourth side, it opens up to Rishus HaRabim. Or it opens up to another chatzer, it's nifatz b'mloya l'makam ha'asar. The halacha is, you can't put a lechi and a kaira. A lechi and a kaira is never considered a mechitza in the world of chatzer. It's considered a mechitza in the world of mavoi, but not in the world of chatzer. Yet, niteres boi meruba laparetz, it's a mishnah, today's daf, tez vavam in days, you find that oi meruba laparetz certainly works when it comes to a chatzer. Mavoi shenita b'lechi b'kaira. A mavoi which does work b'lechi b'kaira, ain't a din shenita boi meruba laparetz, so certainly it should work if it's oi meruba laparetz. This is Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua said that even though Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna, said that a lechi aboilet that's dalet amos is not okay, v'tzarech lechi achel atiroi, that's only if the entranceway to the mavui is 8 amos. But if the entranceway to the mavui would be 7 amos, then you don't need another lechi. Because even if it's true that the lechi is too big in order for it to serve as a lechi, because it's 4 amos, and once it's 4 amos, it's neither mishum mavui, not mishum lechi, but at the end of the day, it's oimen meruba laparetz, because the whole entranceway was 7 amos, and you just filled up 4 to 7 amos. So be that it's oimen meruba laparetz, and Mamanav Shach said, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, it's going to be okay. And how do I know that oimen meruba laparetz works by a mavui? Kavuchayim mechatzah. Chatzah where lechi b'kayru doesn't work, oimen meruba laparetz works. So when by a mavoi, where chatzah worked, where lechi b'kayru works, certainly parts meruba laimed is oimen meruba laparetz is going to work as well. Rav Ashi, I'm skipping another 5 lines. Rav Ashi said no. Afilu teim b'mavi shmoina. He told Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua that even if the mavoi was exactly 8 amos, you could still make this work. Meaning, if you have a lechi that's 4 amos, where the entranceway to the mavui is 8 amos and the lechi is boilet, it's going to work. Lo yitzarech lechi achet. Why? He said, manavshach. I oimen nafish. Because what are the 3 possibilities in this case? If there's more oimed, nitaba oimen rubal aparat. So it's oimen rubal aparat. It's great. I parutz nafish. If there's more parutz, then it's nidam yishum lechi. If there's more parutz and the width of the mavui is 8 amos, then by definition the lechi is less than 4 amos. It's less than 4 amos, Rav Huna holds, lechi aboile is not going to be a problem. My amrut, what's the third possibility? The shavu. It might be equal. It could be that the lechi is 4 amos and the gap is also 4 amos. Because maybe the mavui is 8 amos and it's 4 and 4. So he said, no, even in that case, where you don't have oimem rubal aparutz, and the lechi is too big, it's nida mishum mavui, so that should be a problem. But havelei sofik divreyim, v'sofik divreyim lahakel. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is at the end of the day, ef shel tzamtzem, which doesn't stim so much with today's daf, but Tosfos kasha, but it's ef shel tzamtzem, it's very hard to know if it's exact. I mean that it's hard to know that it's exact, so even on the tzad it's exact, it's only a tzad, but most stadim are that it's not exact, because chances are it's more than 4 amos.
Chances are it's less than 4 amas. There's a possibility it's exactly 4 amas. If it's more than 4 amas, it's oimer bruba laparis. If it's less than 4 amas, it's a lechi. Maybe it's equal. At the end of the day, it's a suffix. And being that it's a suffix, and mavui, and lechi, these are all dinei derabanan. Suffix devreim lahakil. Whenever you have a suffix by derabanan, the lechi is, you go lekula. Frank Tois is a bombakash on this whole Gemara. He says, I don't understand this Gemara. We're discussing over here a shaila where you had a lechi that was exactly 4 amas long. The lechi was 4 amas. You had an entranceway which was 8 amas. You have an entranceway that is 8 amas. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua said it's not okay. Why is it not okay? Because the lechi is too big. It's nida mishum mavli. And being that it's too big, it's going to be a problem. If it's less than 8 amas, it's oimer ruba laparis. But if it's a perfect 8 amas, then it's not going to be okay. Rav Ashi said it's okay. But Rav Ashi came up with a whole shtickle Torah, a suffix to Devreim Lahakil, to say that it's okay. Meaning, because really, if the lechi is a perfect 4 amas, it's going to be a problem. Because again, it's too big to be a lechi, and you don't have oimer merubah laparetz. But he said, maybe it's more than 4 amas, in which case it's oimer merubah laparetz. Maybe it's less than 4 amas, in which case that it's a lechi. It's only a suffix that it's dalid, being that it's only a suffix, and it's a suffix to Devreim, suffix to Rabbanon, you go lekul. Frey Toisvis, what happened to the sugya that we just learned? What happened to Erev and Tazayin? Isn't there a halacha? Hilchas a kavasi there a papa? We paskin that paritz koimit is mutter. So paritz koimit is mutter, even if it's a perfect 8 amos, and the lechi is dalet amos, it should still be mutter. Not because it's oimit meruba ala paritz, it's not. But because paritz koimit is also going to be mutter. So what's the shiloh over here of 8 amos? 7 amos, oh, then you have... Then it's good, you have oimer ruba laparetz. But if it's 8 amas, it's a problem. No, if it's 8 amas, it should also not be a problem. Because hilchas akavasid rapa. So bishloim rav huna brei rav Yeshua, who said that it's only going to be okay if it's less than 8 amas. But if it's 8 amas, it's not going to be okay. I say paretz koim and mutter. It's rav huna brei rav Yeshua l'shitasai. He was the man da amar in our sugya. He was the man da amar that said that paretz koim is awesome. So l'shitasai, it's beautiful. And dafeyam abeiz mesachtes erivin. He said that if the lechi would be dalet amos, and the gap would be 8 amos, it would be an issue. Only if it's less than 8 amos, it doesn't work, because then it's going to be oimim rubal aparetz. But if it's exactly 4 and 4, it's a problem, because Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua l'shitasai holds, paretz ko'oimim is awesome. But what about Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi comes out, not like the Maskonas HaGemara, in Mesechtes Erev and Daftez Zayin, where the Gemara comes out, paretz ko'oimim is mutter. So Rav Ashi should have said that if the Mabu Yishmoyin, it's good mamonav shach. Because if the oimim is more, then it's on rubal aparetz. If the oimim is less, then it's a lechi. And if it's exactly 4, then it's paretz koimit, and it's fighting going to be mutter. So it's true that the lechi, but it's paretz koimit, so it's going to be good. Why do you have to come on to the suffix to the ring? That's Tosfos kash. It's Tosfos kash in Erev and Daf Hamid Beis. It's Tosfos kash in Bechoros Daf Yudzayin. This is a kash that Tosfos asks in many places in Shas. And Tosfos says to answer this kasha, you have to say, even though it's a little dachuk, but you have to say that Rav Ashi in this Gemara held, like Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, here in Erev and Daf Hey, and in Erev and Daf Tazayin, he obviously held that paretz koimit is going to be a problem. Because if paretz ko'imit is going to be mutter, then Tosfos has a good kasha, then why, if it's 8 amas, is it going to be an issue? Just like if it's less than 8 amas, the lechi that's dalet amas is good because it's oimer rubal aparetz. If it's exactly 8 amas, it should also be okay because paretz ko'imit is mutter. Elamai, he must hold like Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, and even though Rav Ashi is usually soif hayra, and the Gemara came out in the Maskon on Daftar Zayin, Hilchas Akavasid Rapapa, that paretz ko'imit is mutter, Rav Ashi obviously held paretz ko'imit is a problem. Because if paretz ko'imit is mutter, 8 amas, lechi dal amas would be fine, not because it's oimim rubal aparetz, but at the same time because it's paretz ke oimim. Stating that, and brisk they say over, and this is in the briskerov stencils in Mesechtes Bechoris, and brisk they don't say shir in Mesechtes Erevin, but this is a Tosfos also Mesechtes Bechoris daf yud zayin, and on the sugyas in Mesechtes Bechoris daf yud zayin, the briskerov brings B'shem Reb Chaim, and I saw him in the shiur from Meshulam Dov and Amasechtes Becheres as well. He also says that he heard it from the Brisker Rav, who said it B'shem Reb Chaim, and that is a tremendous, tremendously important lamdus. And that is, Reb Chaim said as follows. Reb Chaim said that there's a fundamental difference between the halachis of Chatzir and the halachis of Mavli. Meaning, the Mishnah that we learned today, Daf Tezvav Amidei, the sugya and Daf Tezayin, is discussing the mechitzas of a chatzah. A chatzah that's mukav mechitzas has a din of a rishos hayachid. And we're discussing hilchos mechitzas. What's the halach of a mechitzah? So there's a lot of halach. It has to be 10 tefachim tall. It has to be oimim meruba. It can't be paritz meruba. And you can't have a gap that's more than 10 amas. Any of those things are going to knock out its status as being a mechitza. The Gemara Masechtas Erev and Daf Hayam and Beis wasn't discussing a chatzin. The Gemara over there was discussing a mavoi. What type of mavoi? A mavoi shenem a foolish. The mavoi of Masechtas Erev. The primary mavoi, the first mission of the Masechta, where it's mukav mechitza is on three sides, but on the fourth side it's exposed to a rishos aravim. Said Reb Chaim, when you are trying to close up that fourth area, what are you really trying to do? What you're trying to do is not so much build a mechitza. That's not the punchline. You're trying to build a mechitza? No. You're trying to make it not exposed to the Rishos HaRavim. Meaning this mavi has its necessary mechitzas. How many mechitzas do you have to have in order to be considered a Rishos HaYachid? Three. The Gemara talks about two, three, four. There's sheets from Yehuda. We pass in three. It has three mechitzas. It's a mavi shenem a foolish. It's surrounded on three sides. It's what's known as a mavi sasum. It has the necessary mechitzas. The problem is it opens up to a Rishos HaRabim. And the Chachamim were very worried. Shema Yabirenu Dalet Amos Rishos HaRabim. Just like they were worried throughout Masechta Shabbos. Literally, from Daf Beis to Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. The Chachamim were worried. Shema Yabirenu Dalet Amos Rishos HaRabim. They were worried in Masechta Erevin as well. This is where Erevin picks up where Shabbos leaves off. They're worried that you're going to carry an Rishos HaRabim. You know why? Because it opens up to an Rishos HaRabim. So Reb Chaim said, here's the punchline. When you need to close off the fourth side of a Mavi Sasam to alleviate the concern of the rabbis, of the Chachamim, that you may come to carry an Rishos HaRabim, it's not enough to make a Mechitza. What you need to do is close off the area. What you need is, Reb Chaim said, a steamer. You have to close up the area. If you have a Mechitza, but it's not going to be sois in the area. It's not going to be a hecker. It's not going to close off the area to the point that it's going to prevent Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. People confusing the inside of the Mavi and the outside of the Mavi. Nothing's going to help. So Reb Chaim said like this. It's true we paskin like Rav Papa that Paritz Ka'imin is Mutter. But there's a fundamental difference between Oymin Merubah LaParitz that works and Paritz Ka'imin that works. When you have Oymin Merubah LaParitz, said Reb Chaim, the whole wall is closed off. You know why the whole wall is closed off? Because if right of the wall is closed off, the entire wall is closed off. Because Rubai Kekule, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Because then the whole wall is closed off. So if it's Rubai Kekule, the whole wall has a stima. It's one big closed wall. It's completely closed off. When it's Paritz Ka'imed, although we paskin like Rav Papa that Paritz is Ka'imed, but there's no Rubai Kekule. How can you say there's Rubik Kekulai? Of course there's no Rubik Kekulai. Because it's only 50-50. What do you want to tell me? But it's half Amud, but it's half Paritz. How do you know which way to go? So over there, although it's true that you have a Mechitza, and although it's true, he passed in like Rav Papa, that Paritz came in as Mutter, but you can't tell me the whole wall is closed off. Meaning, when it's Oyme Merubah La Paritz, it's not the Lundus that the mechitza is the oymid part, but the paritz part is all breached, but I don't care about it. There's a rubai kukuloi that's playing a role here. That's saying, I see the Great Wall of China. That's what I see. What do you mean? There's a gap here, and there's another gap there, and there's another gap over there. I understand, but rubai kukuloi, if I shecht roiv of Beis Imanim, when you're doing a shechita, I didn't shecht the whole, yep, but there's something called rubai kukuloi. It's a cloud god of batera. Rubai kukuloi. Oymin rubai laparitz makes rubai kukuloi say even the gaps are walls. That's the point. Avada, it's a wall. But even the gaps are walls. The gap, that area, do you look at that as being walled? Or is that a gap? But who cares? Said Reb Chaim, when it's Oymin Merubah LaParitz, even the gaps are viewed as being walled. When it's Paritz Ka'oymin, then there's no Rubai Kekulai. So Avada, the gaps are gaps and the wall is wall. Narvas, Shneita Alocha, that if it's 50-50, it works. But it's not the pshat that the gaps are viewed as being walled. How can you fence in those gaps? They're gaps. The teretz, so when it's Oymin Merubah, then it's one big wall. Even the piritzes have a din mechitza. When it's Paritz Ka'oymin, then it doesn't have the mechitza. So Reb Chaim said that when you're dining Hilchis mechitza, Paritz Ka'oymin is enough. But when you're dealing with a mavoi that's exposed to Rishas HaRabim, I'm not looking for a mechitza. I'm looking for a stima, said Reb Chaim. I'm looking to close off this area from the Rishas HaRabim. Paritz Ka'oymin, Vaislais, the Gemara held, is not going to be enough. Paritz Ka'oymin, Vaislais, the Gemara held, is not going to be enough. Over here, you're already going to need Paritz. You're going to need Oymin Merubah LaParitz. So said Reb Chaim, that's the Teretz. Rav Ashi, Avada, and Erev and Davhei holds like Rav Papa in Mesechtes, Erev and Davhei Zayin. Of course, he holds like the Maskanas HaGemar, that Paritz Ka'imid is Mutter. Hey, how come in this sugya he needed Oymin Merubah LaParitz? Why shouldn't Paritz Ka'imid be enough? So Reb Chaim said, because here we're dealing with a Mavoi. We're not dealing with a Chatzer. When you're dealing with a Mechatzer, and when you need is a Mechitza, Paritz Ka'imid and Hilchas Mechitzas is going to be enough of a Mechitza. But when you're dealing with a Mavoi and you need a steamer, a hecker or a stima. Over there, paritz koyim is not going to be a stima. Oymen ruba la paritz, yeah? Paritz koyim not. What's the difference? Because when it's oymen ruba la paritz, you have rubei kukuloi. So it's completely closed off because even the gaps are walled. But when you have a paritz koyim, you don't have a roid. You don't have a rubei kukuloi. What you have is a din mechitza. Reb Chaim said a din mechitza is not enough for a mavoi. For a mavoi, you need a stima. And that's not going to give you a stima. So the Brisker Rav, printed in stencil, said, I have a raya nifla to what Reb Chaim said. When Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua made his point, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua said that even though Rav Huna said that a lechi aboilet, that stalinamis is not okay, because it's nida mishum mavi, v'tzarech lechi achel atiroi. So what did Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua say? Lo yamarin ela b'mavi shmoina. This is only true if the mavi is 8 amis wide. Ava b'mavi shiva, if it's 7 amis, then it's going to be okay. Why? Niter me'oimim ruba laparetz. Because even though it's 4 amis and it's too big to be a lechi, but it's oimim ruba laparetz. Said Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, how do I know Omin Ruba Laparitz works? He said, Kavachayim Michatzer. Mad the Chatzer, that Lechi and Kaira doesn't work, Omin Ruba works. So, Mavoi, when Lechi the Kaira does work, certainly Omin Ruba Laparitz will work. Frank the Brisker Rav, how do you understand this Gemara? Why did the Gemara need a Kavachayim from Chatzer to tell me that Omin Ruba Laparitz works by a Mavoi? Why would you think it doesn't work by a Mavoi? If there's something called Omin Ruba Laparitz, so what would it be that Hava mean it shouldn't work by a Mavoi? By the way, we saw in today's daf, it doesn't just work in Erevin. It works for the game, the schach of a sukkah. You see it in Hilchas Kalayim. It's halach in kol ha-tayra kula. There's something called oymen merub al ha-paretz. So the Gemara needed a kal v'chomer. Literally, one of the yod, Rabbi Shmuel oymer, one of the yod gimel midrash ha-tayra nedrash is to come up that oymen merub al ha-paretz works for this mavi. Why shouldn't it work? I can't say kal v'chomer. Nah, the chatzit doesn't have lechi v'kari, has oymen merub. Here you have lechi v'kari, said the Briskerov, you know what the teretz is? Reb Chayin. Because oymen merub al ha-paretz is a din in mechitzis. So in mechitzas avada, whenever you need a mechitza, there's something called oymen ruba laparetz. But over here, we're not looking for a mechitza. You have 3 mechitzas. We don't need a 4th mechitza. What you need is a stima. How do you know it's a stima? Oh, I have a kal v'chomer. Because if lechi v'kaira, which is not a mechitza, is considered a stima, then kaira meruba, which is a mechitza, should certainly be considered a stima. But the point is, you had to come on to the midah of kal v'chomer. Because without the midah of kal v'chomer, it wouldn't work. But what's the takeaway? The takeaway is that oymen ruba la paretz, of course, works. Paretz meruba doesn't work. We pass like Rav Papa that paretz koymer also works. But what's coming out for Rav Chaim is that there's a fundamental difference between oymen meruba la paretz, which works, and paretz koymer that works. Oymen ruba la paretz works midin rubei kekuloi. Rubei kekuloi means even the pirtzes are walled. So if it's 10 amis and you have 6 and 4, you have 10 amas of walls. If someone makes a neder, I'm not going to have enough from a place that has 10 amas of walls, you can't walk into this place. Because there's 10 amas of walls. What do you mean? There aren't. No, Rubei Kekuloi. That's the Loch of Raiv. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Rubei Kekuloi. And because of Rubei Kekuloi, it's going to be okay. Where it's parts Ka'imid, where it's 5 and 5, it's also going to be okay. Because we pass like Rapapa. But in Lundus, there's 5 amas of wall, and there's 5 amas of gap. It's not the same thing. Here, it's going to be a little bit different. Lamai Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be a Mavli. Rav Chaim said that that paretz ka'oymed is a halach in hilchis mechitzos, but at this, why? Because in mechitzos that works, but when it comes to mavoi, that's enem a foolish, that's exposed to a rishus harabim, and you need to do something on one side, it's not enough to have a mechitza. Now we know lechi mishum mechitza, kairi maybe mishum mechitza, but you need stima also, and Reb Chaim held lechi and kairi ketuav stima, but paretz ka'oymed, that's what comes out from this Gemara, right? In Bris they say, it's not why, it's vashtet. Don't state in this Gemara. Vashtet in this Gemara in Erev and Daf Heyam Adbeis is that there's a chiluk between Mavoi and between Chatzer as it relates to the halacha of Paritz Ka'oimid. There's a part 2 to this that maybe we'll get to in tomorrow's stuff.